you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to Air Talks TV Talk from LAist 89.3. I'm Larry Mantle. Every Thursday, I'm joined on Air Talk by professional TV critics to review and discuss the newest cable TV, broadcast, and streaming series. With so much content available, we know it's hard to pick something to watch, and we're here to help. All right, let's meet this week's critics. Let's talk TV with critics Danette Chavez of Primetimer, where she's editor-in-chief, and Melanie McFarland of Salon. We begin with Shogun, which has been recreated from James Clavell's best-selling novel. It's streaming on Hulu and airing on FX Network. Let's start. Melanie, what do you think of Shogun?
This Shogun production is stunning, and it's also meticulously rendered in terms of getting the background together. So what I mean by that is the original Shogun, for listeners who remember it, was in from James Clavell's 1975 novel, and then we Americans got to see a miniseries on NBC in 1980, which featured Richard Chamberlain, and he ended up being the star of a production where, you know, the entire cast besides him was Japanese and it was filmed in Japan. This one takes the perspective of the Japanese people, and specifically the person who is referred to as the, well, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but Hiroki Sanada is the star, the main star. And then you also have Anna Sawai, who some people who may have seen Monarch on Apple TV Plus may know. She's extraordinary as Mariko. So the person who Richard Chamberlain originally portrayed is now portrayed by an actor named Cosmo Jarvis. And the fact that he is kind of not even secondary, but tertiary to the story is actually quite important. You get to see so much from this part of history, from the people who live, you know, from the perspective of the people who lived it. These are fictional characters, but it's, again, beautifully rendered.
Shogun is streaming on Hulu and airing on FX Networks. The first two episodes are already out, with episode 3 releasing next Tuesday. There'll be a total of 10 episodes of Shogun. Also on Hulu, Extraordinary, with its second season, the British comedy action series. Danette.
Yeah, so Emma Morin created this show for Hulu, and it started off as this sly commentary on the glut of superhero stories in pop culture. Season one is about how superpowers have become so ordinary that not having one is actually what makes you the exception. As Jen, the extraordinarily ordinary main character, Mairead Tyers gives a performance that is layered with so much thorniness and vulnerability, you want to shake her and hug her at the same time. And the rest of the cast, which includes Bilal Hazna, is just as game as she is, which, you know, makes, you know, all of the really absurdist twists and turns easier to follow, really. Season two will also be a binge release, and it is supercharged, really. It's funnier, it's darker, and it's more hopeful. What started off as this superhero comedy that was centered around a bunch of Gen Zers in London has become a broader coming of age story about how turning a certain age or achieving a certain milestone doesn't magically unlock adulthood. And it doesn't even necessarily mean that you have it together, as we see with some of the older characters who come to the forefront this season.
Extraordinary, with season two, all 8 episodes, to be released next Wednesday, March 6th, rated TVMA on Hulu. Avatar, The Last Airbender on Netflix, Gordon Cormier starring. It's rated TVPG. Melanie, tell us, please, about Avatar, The Last Airbender.
So this is a series that has, to call it beloved is to understate things. It's based on an animated series that ran on Nickelodeon between 2005 and 2008. And that animated series was so surprising in that it was made for kids, but people of all ages really connected to it. It's a true, you know, children's fantasy epic that actually has a lot of adult themes in it when it talks about, you know, the damage that war creates both for the people who wage it and the people who are, you know, victimized by it. There's a lot about leadership, and, you know, it really ended up when it came back in 2020, reflecting a lot of what it means to fight authoritarianism. This new series is a live action version. There was one done by M. Night Shyamalan about 14 years ago that was not so well received. It's actually considered to be one of the worst films of all time. This one is not that bad. It's a little to be desired, but it does say some interesting things about leadership. The changes in there are, some people who are purists may not appreciate them, but if you look at them from a slightly different angle, some of the changes are great. And I think that it actually could be a wonderful series for Netflix if it decides to continue for another season.
Avatar, The Last Airbender, 8 episodes, all of them now streaming on Netflix. The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy on Amazon Prime Video, starring Kieran Culkin and Stephanie Hsu, Natasha Lyonne and Kiki Palmer, Maya Rudolph, all in the cast. Quite a cast, Danette.
Yes. You know, you mentioned Kiki Palmer and Stephanie Hsu, and they are delightful as the pair of alien doctors who are at the center of the show, who have this longstanding friendship. And, you know, they have complementary neuroses, if you will. But that friendship is really just kind of like this, something for viewers to hold on to, because this show gets weird. This, you know,
as animation often does on TV. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. You know, there are a lot of show, animated shows that really try to bring everything back to something more grounded. And, you know, I understand the impulse, and there are certainly elements of that here. But Sirocco Dunlap, who worked on Russian Doll with Natasha Lyonne, she and her team really want to, you know, find the most bizarre and wonderful things out in the galaxy. You'll find yourself, you know, the opening scene is this, you know, it looks like a moment out of ER, but all of these life-saving efforts are to rescue a parasite from its human host that dies on the table. And that's considered a success, right? Like that's you know, the show subverts your expectations a lot. And what, you know, I really appreciate about it is that it's one of the few animated shows led by women. Behind the scenes, well, I guess in every respect, right? No one's really on camera on an animated show. But if you miss Tuca and Birdie or BoJack Horseman or even Ugly Americans, this is the show for you.
The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy, all 8 episodes streaming now on Amazon Prime Video. The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live, yet another one of The Walking Dead projects. Melanie.
I know it seems like this series will never end, and it may not ever.
Yeah,
this
may
franchise.
Not.
I mean, you know, zombies, you know, technically, if they're not
live
in
forever,
they can go on forever. But one thing I've got to say about what Scott Gimple, who now is the creative leader of the Walking Dead universe for AMC, I think that there's some realization, especially now, that there has to be something for these characters that a lot of people know and root for to live for. This is now the third spinoff, post-Walking Dead spinoff, with the main characters from what they call the mothership. This one features Michonne and Rick Grimes, who are kind of the leaders of their survivor group. And they were separated. So you have Michonne and Rick Grimes trying to find each other. And I can't, I'm obligated by AMC not to say exactly what happens, but this particular episode that's coming up this week features Michonne. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, it's Danai Gurira, who is in Black Panther. She's kind of the samurai at the end of the world in this series. And if you've seen some other shows that may have been a little more prestige considered, like Station 11 on HBO. There's going to be some themes of that where, you know, people find other people, learn to trust them, and eventually, you know, form these relationships outside of what we already know. So it's really about this idea of love finding itself at the end of the world, and lots of zombies too.
It stars Andrew Lincoln and Danai Gurira. The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live, is on AMC Network, streaming on AMC Plus. Of the six episodes total in the series first season, the first episode is out. Second releases on this Sunday, March 3rd. When we come back, we'll talk about the passing of Richard Lewis, such a terrific comedic presence on television, including Curb Your Enthusiasm during its entire run. He died on Tuesday at the age of 76 of a heart attack, and great controversy over the Lifetime documentary, Where is Wendy Williams?, including a lawsuit from Williams' conservator. We'll be back in just a minute. This is TV Talk from LAist 89.3. We'll be right back after this. Hi, this is Larry Mantle, and you're listening to Air Talk's TV Talk, a weekly review of the newest cable TV, broadcast television, and streaming series. Let's get back to reviews. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Melanie McFarland of Salon and Danette Chavez, editor-in-chief at Prime Timer. Our next series is The Tourist in its second season on Netflix. All six episodes are premiering today. Danette, please tell us about The Tourist second season. What do you think?
You know, this was the UK's most popular drama back in 2022. But it was available to US viewers on Max, but the culling at Warner Brothers Discovery meant that Max canceled it. Luckily, Netflix swooped in to save it for season two. And it's a move that I think is gonna pay off for that streamer, because this is exactly the kind of propulsive, twisty series that is meant to be binged. There are two seasons for people to dig into. You know, we keep hearing more and more that, like, viewers want to live with characters longer, right? Like they want to sit with them, you know, and get to know them. What's funny here is that the lead character doesn't even really know himself, right? So we're going on this journey of self-discovery with him. Pop culture is full of amnesiacs and people having an identity crisis, but The Tourist turns those tropes into something that is raucously funny. It's action-packed, but it's often a meaningful story about in this case, probably more like fifth or sixth chances. But, you know, there are so many different layers to it. Danielle McDonald, who plays the female lead, Helen, should be cast in every rom-com going forward. And I think that once season two is out, Jamie Dornan is not going to have to worry about being associated with Christian 50 Shades of Grey anymore. I think this is going to be his defining role.
The Tourist, its second season, streaming with all six episodes dropping today on Netflix. Sense and Sensibility gets a new adaptation of the Jane Austen classic, this time on Hallmark Network and the streaming service Hallmark Movies Now. Melanie?
Yes. You know, this is one of those adaptations that follows up, of course, after what Shonda Rhimes did with Bridgerton on Netflix, which is to bring people of color into these Regency era stories and Regency style stories that have traditionally been told with entire white casts. By taking this Sense and Sensibility and casting, for instance, as the lead, you have Deborah Iorende as Eleanor Dashwood, you have all these wonderful people who are, you know, in this role, these roles that are very well known and beloved, particularly to Jane Austen fans. It's not just a, you know, tip of the hat and acknowledging that, yes, you know, people of color, particularly Black viewers, love these stories too. But there are so many details throughout that actually also acknowledge the fact that, you know, people of color actually existed in this area, in this era as well. And a lot of their stories haven't been adequately told through the years, especially on television. And I've got to note that the producers behind this, including one of the people that they brought in as a consultant, was Vanessa Riley. She also was a consultant on Sanditon. And so they took a lot of different details from the story and were very, very careful and very meticulous as to how they brought this adaptation to the screen. And there are things, you know, in Sense and Sensibility, it's a very dense story, but they made it very accessible. And, you know, there are some things that have been compressed, but it's a delightful adaptation.
We're talking about Sense and Sensibility on Hallmark Network and Hallmark Movies Now, starring Deborah Ayerinde and Bethany Antonia. Also want to mention the passing of Richard Lewis, the comedian who was so beloved, and I think was on Late Night with David Letterman nearly 50 times, author of multiple memoirs, and of course, Curb Your Enthusiasm later in his career, a prime place for him to appear. Danette, your thoughts about Lewis?
It's really such a loss. Not just because, you know, he had such a great presence on Curb Your Enthusiasm, where, you know, he could just as easily be a friend and an antagonist to Larry in those stories. But, you know, like, he was also just someone, you know, I think a lot about this a sitcom that he started, which was set in Chicago, so naturally it's to my taste, but Anything But Love, and he starred opposite Jamie Lee Curtis. And, you know, these days we talk a lot about how, you know, we need more like unconventional romantic leads. And, you know, he really gave us an all-timer in that sitcom.
Yeah, so true. Again, we lost Richard Lewis 2 days ago at the age of 76. There's been tremendous controversy also over the Lifetime documentary, Where is Wendy Williams? Melanie, is that documentary going to be released to the general public with all the litigation and everything around it?
Well, it's already out.
It's out, the whole thing. Okay.
Yeah, so it ran on Lifetime, and you can access it through Lifetime's app, and I wouldn't be surprised if they actually did re-air it. So there was litigation at the last moment to stop it from airing, but a judge ruled that it could go forward. The thing is, I think that a lot of folks are curious about this because Williams, you know, not only had this longstanding relationship with Lifetime, this is the third of the movies that are about her, but, you know, this was somebody who came into people's houses for many years.
Every day. You know,
yeah, every single day, was very controversial, known for saying, you know, kind of like, I said what I said, you know. But when you see someone like this in a vulnerable state, the fact that she, you know, is beginning to, you know, the effects of her aphasia are beginning to hit, and you see that, and what it means, the fact that she,
I'm sorry to interrupt, Melanie, but I know it's very hard for people to watch someone that they care about and to see her dealing with that. Thanks so much, Melanie McFarland, Danette Chavez. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Air Talks TV Talk from LAist 89.3. If you like what you heard, please subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.